Chapter 3. The Creep. The next day, I hesitated to leave the cabin for work. But they couldn't miss me there. The other lifeguard was on holiday, and no one else would observe the pool. My alien was still asleep, with regular heartbeat and breathing now. And he didn't seem to wake up every moment, so I left him alone in the cabin. I went to the cafe on the town square for breakfast, as always. The woman behind the bar started to see me as a regular customer, and she knew what I would order, so it was ready when I arrived at my table. Merci beaucoup. That's really kind, thank you. De rien, bon appétit. I felt uncomfortable today. I couldn't stop thinking about the alien, the biggest villain of the Earth, Loki, lying on the couch in the living room of the cabin. Maybe when I came home this afternoon, he would have disappeared like nothing had happened. Just like the crash and that blue skin tone thing he did. But the crater in the forest would be evidence that he was here, in my cabin, in France. It made me nervous. I left the cafe. My breakfast wasn't finished yet, but I thanked the lady behind the bar and paid her. The pool wasn't far away. I was there in a sec. I changed clothes in the changing room, opened the pool, and half an hour later, the first swimmers entered. In France, especially in the Provence, everybody is so friendly. They always say hello and stuff. You could easily tell who was a tourist and who was an inhabitant.